Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, and she's now in her 20th year with us, folks. We're celebrating her 19th anniversary. BarbaraWeltman.com, in addition to all the things that she does with her books and all the other things that she works on with regard to taxes, small business taxes. She's one of the top experts in the planet on small business taxes. All her the J.K. Lasser series books and all the other things. In addition to all that, folks, she also has a radio show that she does, and you can find out more about that on her website. And Barbara, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on all the hard work that you do and all the great performance that we get out of you out here. Tax reform is something that's on the table right now in Washington. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, first off, I think it's interesting to note how much would have changed in terms of taxes under the American Health Care Act, the mm-hmm. repeal and replace that would never came to a vote.
Missed opportunities.
Well, it's back on the burner, apparently, yeah. You know, quietly, and we'll see what happens. But that measure would have repealed the additional Medicare taxes on earned income and net investment income, and greatly expanded health savings accounts and changed the threshold for itemizing medical deductions. So it was a
wouldn't it have gotten rid? Would it also have gotten rid of the 3.9% surcharge?
Yes, that's what it would have gotten rid of.
Yeah,
precisely.
Did you say that? I'm sorry. Yeah, that's absolutely. That's a huge one right there, isn't it?
Huge. And it would have applied retroactive for this year.
Right.
So would have meant that for estimated tax purposes, we could factor those changes in.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's up in the air, obviously, and we don't
so
know.
Had they been successful in getting this through, folks, this would have been
a major tax act.
like a trillion-dollar foundation to give a boost to support and augment whatever other tax reform in pure tax reform that they could have gotten later on.
Yes, there were a lot of significant measures.
And now they're starting with zero in the with tax reform.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. The prospects for tax reform, who knows? You know, I had Representative Brady on my radio show a number of times. He's a very smart guy. And he's the head of the Ways and Means Committee spearheading mm-hmm. a tax reform. And I don't know. I'm not optimistic about comprehensive tax reform.
Yeah.
I am kind of sure that they're going to do something because they can't not do something.
Wouldn't one of the biggest deliverables, I mean, if they could get one thing, if they could make one thing happen, wouldn't one of the biggest ones be to provide a repatriation, tax-free repatriation of the earnings overseas back to corporations? Surely to God, that money would find its way out here on Main Street, Barbara.
Well, absolutely, and if they could do something where they tie it to the infrastructure, even better,
right.
Where they could use it to underwrite the cost of infrastructure, mm-hmm. that would be.
It'd be like
better.
Found money, wouldn't it?
It would be like found money that could be used. It's like a no-brainer, but you know, politics.
It's a no-brainer to logical thinking people, which precludes politicians.
Well, that's it. I think they may try to do that. Clearly, they want to drop the corporate tax rate because the U.S. has the highest relative to other developed countries,
yep.
And it's ridiculous. So,
yep.
And when they do that, then they have to also consider dropping the tax on business income for business owners of pass-through entities. And there was another bill introduced to do just that,
mm-hmm.
To create parity, so that whatever the top rate on corporations, it would also apply to business.
So it wouldn't make people feel they need to change the form of their the legal form of their company.
Exactly.
Like a lot of S corps would feel like they needed to do.
No, exactly. So why do that if you're paying the same tax rate?
Right. So. Do you think don't you believe that if whatever they get done this year, if they don't make it retroactive, it'll be almost a fail in itself?
Not necessarily so. What I'm so concerned about is, as so often happens in the past, is the pork that they load up on.
Right.
That in order to get this going, they're going to just give the store away.
Yeah, I agree with that. I keep coming back to my Twitter hashtag, Barbara. God help us, right?
Absolutely.
Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You betcha.
Thanks for 19 great years. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorite folks, and we always get smarter when Barbara joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.